Ceasefire agreement. Fighting continued Friday in northeast Syria. The United Nations said on Friday that shelling and intermittent clashes were happening despite the implementation of a ceasefire in the region by the United States and Turkey. UN spokesman Jens Lerke.
Despite the announcement of the ceasefire, it's called different things, pauses by others, shelling and intermittent clashes continue to be reported around Ras Al Ain as of this morning, although the situation is reportedly calm elsewhere.
Speaking alongside Lerk, World Food Programme spokesperson Jurve Verusel said that 165,000 residents were displaced from the fighting, which started more than a week ago. Turkey's military operation, which began October 9th, aimed to create a so-called safe zone along its border with Syria and return Syrian refugees into the area. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reaffirmed U.S.-Israel ties and joint efforts to counter Iran Friday. This was in talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu amid concerns in Israel that Tehran could exploit a U.S. military pullback in Syria. The meeting comes a day after a U.S. delegation reached that agreement with Turkey. At least two dozen are dead in eastern Afghanistan Friday. Dozens of worshippers were gathered inside a mosque to offer Friday prayers when a mortar round fired by insurgents blasted through the roof. A spokesman for the public health department in Nangarhar province said about 50 people were wounded. This man witnessed the attack. He said the whole mosque was destroyed. We don't know if it was a suicide car bomb, rocket attack, or something else. This is VOA News. Hong Kong is bracing for the 20th straight week of anti-government protests after events this week.